So here we go again. This Tuesday is going to be the start of the Senate impeachment trial of Donald Trump. The assumption going into this time is that enough of the jury has already decided to the level where Trump is now going to be convicted by 67 senators, and what would be a second vote with a simple majority needed to be prohibited from ever running for federal office again. Basis of this assumption is that Senate motion that was introduced by Rand Paul not too long ago questioning the constitutionality of the impeachment trial since Trump's now a private citizen. The vote on that motion was 45 yea, 55 nay. That's been taken as a declaration that the votes were not there for conviction of Trump, since 45 Senate Republicans voted in the affirmative on the resolution saying it was unconstitutional. The reality is that vote was to move to a debate on whether the impeachment trial would be constitutional to do. In other words, it was a vote to simply talk about the issue. It was not a conclusion about the issue. Last time we were together, I presented the legal precedent that exists for the current impeachment situation. Let's take the whole Trump impeachment trial circumstances into, I guess we can call it the real world. If the president or CEO of a corporation is found to be embezzling company funds, committing insider trading, and that person resigns, does that absolve them from any legal consequences for their actions? Okay, then why should that be the case for the political person? That's right, it shouldn't. And that's why the full impeachment clause, Article 1, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, contains the separate penalties of removal from federal political office and then prohibition from running for federal political office. This past week, Trump assembled his impeachment legal defense team. And no, he wasn't waiting until the last minute. He had a legal defense team. But all five of them quit after he insisted that they present his claim that the election was stolen from him. His new team includes a lawyer who defended members of the mob, was an attorney briefly for Jeffrey Epstein. Another was a former Pennsylvania district attorney who refused to prosecute Bill Cosby. Nevertheless, belief by the vast majority of political watchers is that Trump will escape conviction. Well, will he? There are several things about Donald Trump that are consistent. One is the ability to create failure from a success. Example, the development of the coronavirus vaccine. Operation Warp Speed worked, without question. However, Trump's short attention span, lack of engagement, among other things, created a failure when it came to the supply and distribution of the vaccines, created the overloaded state system, significant delays between first and second shots that we're seeing happening in the here and now. So a failure created out of a success. Now, if Trump insists on having his lawyers force-feed his stolen election narrative, and when that's combined with the audio, the video, graphics of Trump tweets that the House manager is planning on presenting as evidence, how many Republican senators will that compel to vote for conviction? Remember, those Republican senators, just as it is with any politician, live in fear of the reaction of voters to whatever it is they say and what they do. Keep in mind that a large number of voters are going to be watching the trial either live or listen to the analysis of it later each night, along with that audio, video, graphic evidence. If all of that makes the case with a sizable number of viewing voters in their minds to convict Trump, and he isn't, then those voter shadow-fearing Republican senators will be about as popular as the jurors who said that O.J. Simpson was not guilty in that first trial.